it's almost like these are our cameo queens of taking the over. And Jen was a perfect first champion. And I mean, I feel like a very natural progression could be made to Tonya Harding.
Yeah, I agree.
Hi there, Saints fans. Jen Hale here from the NFL on Fox. You're listening to Taking the Over with Billy Gunn.
What's up? Good evening. Welcome home. You're listening to another episode of Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, and I am your host, Billy Gunn, on this, the official sports wagering podcast of the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. This evening, we're joined by frequent guest and good friend of mine, Troy. Troy comes back. He's the reigning title holder of most tenured guest. Troy, what's going on, man?
Just living life and ready to delve into this. It was kind of a crazy week in football.
It's a crazy week in football. It's been a crazy day in football. It's been a crazy week in football. I think I can add the title of Saints personnel expert foreseer to my resume.
That's true. You called it.
Yeah. You know what we didn't talk about enough this week in crazy football news and Saints news is Jameis Winston himself.
Also,
like, nobody really talked about Jameis.
Right. They talked about Drew Brees and
Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers. Yeah.
Like, Jameis is a consummate team player. He is a leader on this team. I'm excited to see him still around this franchise for the rest of the year, even though he's not going to be on the field. I think he's going to be an excellent teammate and awesome guy to have around.
Agreed. I think he's going to be a new assistant coach.
Yeah, they're going to have to tell him to go home.
Right. He's going to have his own get back coach. You know, yeah. I got to pull him off the field.
A get back coach just for on crutches.
That's right.
I mean, he's already shown he can dance pretty well with a torn ACL and MCL and whatever, you know, same day. Was dancing really well. Was having a good time. I love Jameis Winston. I'm so sad. A lot, you know, you had the rugs thing. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about a lot of football. This is one of my favorite episodes, Troy, because I don't know if you remember from last year. Last year we did the cameo episode where we had some dedicated bets, and based on the money, either won or not won, this is actually a win or lose thing. We would select a cameo performer for the show, and of course Cameo is a website where you have D, E, and F list celebrities will give you phone calls or record messages for you, and we stuck our toe in that world last year. We had a great time doing it. We made a great friend in Jen Hale, and we did not make a friend with the $1 million man, Ted DiBiase.
I think you got good value with Jen Hale.
Oh, yes, we did. Yeah. I could not be more happy with our selection last year of Jen Hale. And so we're hoping to have that kind of success this year. So what we're going to do is we're going to select a cameo performer. And that cameo performer is going to the record a message for Taking the Over and all the overtakers out there. And, you know, it'll be a surprise. And depending on if these bets that we're going to put our money, our cameo money on, whether they win or lose, may improve the quality of the cameo performers. Okay. We may get multiple. We may get a bunch.
Well, I gotta admit, I was jealous last year. I was thinking this is a topic I'd like to dive into. You know, I might not be the greatest at helping handicap football games, but right. I think I can help you find some value in some D-list celebrities.
Nobody really is the best at handicapping. You know what I mean? But it's coming. I mean, the apps are not yet here, but you're already starting to see people getting signed up for the apps. And so to that end, and I want to announce that coming soon to Taking the Over and some other shows on the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network, we are going to be establishing a relationship with one of the app providers. And we're going to be an affiliate of them. And I'm very excited about that. What I want to tell the listeners is that, like, if you decide that you want to sign up with an app, once those become available or as we get closer, because we're still, by the way, we're still a long ways off on the apps. Like, people are trying to create a sense of urgency. It's not anytime soon here in Louisiana with the apps.
Is there any gauge on when that might be?
I'm hearing maybe after the first of the year. I think there's going to be a couple that get a head start. And I think those are actually going to be some of the shittier ones. Like, Caesars is probably going to be one of the first to have their app based, and it's a Caesars branded. It's a William Hill book. Their app is horrible. And here's the thing: like, I wanted to mention that we're going to be affiliated with one, in that, like, you know, it'll benefit our listeners if they sign up. They'll get some promotions and stuff. It'll be fun. You'll support the pods on the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. But also, like, sports wagering sponsorship agreements, I mean, they can vary between completely healthy on one end of the spectrum and, like, the plot lines of the movie Wayne's World or, like, Pootie Tang on the other.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to be on the Pootie Tang side. You know, like, I don't want to be selling people bad burgers. You know what I mean? So
Pootie Tang was a classic.
Pootie Tang's about outstanding, but you remember the main plot line of Pootie Tang, right? Like, Pootie was for good and helping kids, right? And stuff and stopping bad. And then they took Pootie's likeness and they started selling, like, fast food and sodas and shit, you know? Mm-hmm. We don't want to do that with Taking the Over. Because I don't have the powers of Pootie Tang to go, you know, fight the bad guys. So we have to be proactive and not sign up with one of the shitty ones. And that's why I want to assure the listeners, or like in Wayne's World. Remember Wayne's World when, like, they wanted Wayne's World to sponsor that arcade, that shitty arcade? And they tried to make Wayne's World all corporate. It's not going to happen to take them.
Or you could just sell your soul and go for the money.
No, but, well, we are going for the money and we are selling our soul. But what I'm trying to communicate is we're going to do it with the best app, because we have options, just like the listeners have options of which ones they're going to go with. We're going to go with the best one. And I don't know a single person more qualified to figure that out than me.
So when is that announcement coming?
Soon. We got to get the fully signed up and this and that, and they're screening, but soon. And we'll be able to announce who it is soon. Hopefully in the next week or two. Should be done. We could probably even do it while we're in Nashville. But yeah, that'd be fun. But soon. It'll be cool. And we're going to sign up with the best. And so, you know, when you decide to go with that app, like, don't sign up with him now, I guess I should say. By the way, all the lines tonight are going to be courtesy of FanDuel. Just want to throw that out there. That we're using recent FanDuel lines and totals on the show tonight. But
that's not a predictor of anything.
No, I just, like, don't go getting the FanDuel app until I give you a sweet promo code to get the FanDuel app.
Gotcha.
And it's not going to be like one of Pootie Tang's bad burgers, dude. If you haven't seen the movie Pootie Tang and you don't know what we're talking about, stop listening to this show right now and go watch Pootie Tang and then resume. All right, dude, you ready to talk about Cameo?
Yes.
So we're going to go through. Look, I'll be honest with you. I'm not trying to spend like, you know.
Yeah, you can go in. You can filter by your budget.
And yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You could do a lot. You could do a lot with it. So yeah. Like I said, I'm not trying to spend over a couple hundred bucks here. You know, I feel like we win or lose, we're not going to get too crazy, but we're going to have some fun. We're going to start off with, we'll start with some Saints. Marquez Callaway is $45.
Oh, that's not bad.
I think he's our leading wide receiver with something like, I think he's got like 5 receptions on the year or something. A couple touchdowns. They've been big. He got like 5 or 6 catches, but all of them have been like superstar catches. Deontay Harris is $25.
Okay.
He may already be a listener, Deontay Harris, for all I know. Former head coach Jim Mora Sr. Dude, can you imagine how angry and cranky of a Jim Mora Sr.
Did you watch any of the sample videos?
No, I can't watch his sample videos. I already know what he's going to sound like. He's $50. I mean, he's in the budget, Jim Mora. Juwan Johnson, $60. Cam Jordan, $320. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Drew Brees. Look, dude, Drew, can we talk about the commercialization of Drew Brees? Like, Drew's getting out of hand.
He's got that good hair now, too.
Well, did you see what he did this week? So, you know, Monday or Tuesday, Drew tweets, like, there's going to be a big surprise guest at the big game.
What was that about? The Super Bowl?
That was about fucking avocados.
Oh,
avocados are coming to a bowl game.
I thought he was alluding to going to be involved with the Super Bowl.
People thought he will. Some of us were in a fragile, delicate. Our starting quarterback just got it done for the year state, and we're thinking like Drew Brees was doing some cryptic tweeting, but it was about a bowl game and avocados. And avocados were the sponsor of this game, and then they took a year off for COVID. Avocados sat on the sideline for COVID year, but the avocados are coming back. Drew is getting, I mean, you can get Drew on Cameo. It's only going to cost you $750.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Does he need, I mean, is 5 minutes of Drew Brees' time not worth more than $750?
Do you even get 5 minutes?
No, I'm just saying give extra time for like planning, mental thought, any like I'm just let's just say 5 minutes. You're only gonna get like 30 to 60 seconds of Drew Brees.
Sure.
So let's say mental anguish, we'll give him some damages, we'll bump it up to 5. Let's say he exerts 5 minutes of his time, energy, and effort into that. Like 5 minutes isn't worth more than $750 at Drew Brees.
I agree. If I'm in his place and I have his resources, I'm sure as shit not wasting my time with Cameo.
I wouldn't do it for $750. No.
It seems like such a hassle.
But the motherfucker's tweeting about avocados.
There's no way.
He's got a problem.
And there's some value in here. I'm looking at like former Saints, Ricky Williams, $200.
$200 for Ricky Williams. Manti Te'o, $100.
I would not pay $100 for Te'o.
As I learned last year in my correspondence with the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, like these guys aren't going to come on and say stupid shit about themselves. And you're not you're not the first person to try and trick them either.
Right. But I'm sure there's some celebrities that will just do it regardless. Not because they need the money, just because they don't give a shit.
Yeah. Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC. Why don't you have a seat over here? $75. Here's one that disturbs the shit out of me. On the kind of the same vein as Drew Brees, Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray, and also like Entertainment Tonight and fucking infomercials and whatever he can do to make. He's $90 and has a 24-hour turnaround. Like, Mark, shouldn't you? Maybe you should have like. Didn't you save any of that money? Is it time to retire?
What show is he doing? He is doing like this Entertainment Tonight
something like
bullshit
that.
Shows, right?
Yeah. And then plays every morning at the Iowa Corn Fest, you know, every
and your local casino.
Yeah. He'll be at Le Berge for the big opening of the sports book, playing every morning. Randy Couture is $50. I like that. I got him written down. Randy Couture is $50. Okay. We saw Penn Jillette last year. He's $135. Ooh, I know you're gonna like this one. Coach Jason Brown from Last Chance U, right?
Yeah.
The last white guy in Compton.
That's right.
Dude. $44.
Oh, that's
I like that guy a lot.
Yeah, but that one moves to the next round.
I like it. He's got a star next to his name. Okay. All right, dude. This one this doesn't even feel real. In fact, I feel like we should go book this one right now in case like this is the gambler in me. When I see a line so good, I'm like, ooh, I gotta have it now. This is the guy that plays stuff. When I go, ooh, I gotta buy this stock. I'm afraid it's gonna go.
Okay.
Figure skating legend. Tanya Harding.
Yeah. Ooh. How much?
$60.
That's it?
Yes.
And that she moves to the next round too.
Dude, I had a thing for Tanya Harding when I was a kid.
I get it.
I did.
I get
it. And then
she's kind of trashy hot, right?
Dude, and then you know what? I was telling a friend of this last night. She goes, oh, that's why you like trash. Like, you like trashy women since day one. Like, it was in your little brain. You know what I mean? Like, I remember knowing myself biblically to Tanya Hart. That's amazing.
Yeah, she does have a little special place in our psyche forever, you know, just from coming of age during that
Tanya Harding
whole thing.
She had a sex tape, like she was like the original sex tape.
I don't remember the sex tape.
She had a sex tape in like
Do I need to look this up?
She had a sex tape in like 1995, 94. Yeah. Jeff Galooly sold it to a Penthouse or something. She ran with a bad crowd. She ran with the wrong crowd. Let's be fair to Tanya. Tanya Harding ran with the wrong, and it's not her fault. She's only 9 years older than I am.
Really?
Yeah, but she's still, I believe she's still in her third or fourth marriage currently, so she's not on the market.
She was a boxer for a while too, right?
She did some celebrity boxing.
Yeah.
She's feisty.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking.
I would book Tanya
musicians.
Harding tonight.
She definitely has to move on. You said how much? $60.
$60.
Yeah, she's moving to the next round. I did see the Island Boys are here for $160.
Are those strange looking kids?
Yeah. Island Boy. Yeah. who are just from Florida. I don't think they're from an island.
Well, people see those guys and they shit on them. But let me tell you something. It takes a lot of work and a lot of dedication to have that many tattoos and that kind of hair.
Yeah.
That takes some effort.
And if they take advantage of this correctly, they should make, they could make a career out of.
Do they do anything? Like, do they sing or dance? Like, what do they do?
They sing and rap.
They rap? Okay. I didn't know if they just existed or if they had a special talent too.
No, they do it all. I think they even have sex tapes out.
Dougie Fresh is 125.
See George Clinton, and I'm thinking that would be cool, and then realize he'd probably just phone it in.
How much was George Clinton?
$200.
That's a lot. Yeah. Okay, I saw this one. I got like a little bit weird. Kanye East? Who's that?
I don't know.
That's some asshole on Cameo trying to charge you $20. He calls himself Kanye East. That's no fair. I don't like that at all.
I'm going to go down an internet rabbit hole about that later.
Yeah, yeah, that's here, later.
Write this down.
LeVar Ball, the CEO of Big Baller Brand, is 133. He'll get back to you in 24 hours, too, by the way.
That one, I think, has to move on, too. Just
oh, you want LeVar? You don't feel like he... You don't feel like he phoned in the company that he started for his sons.
I'm going to find one of his sample videos.
He phoned in... taking advantage of his family. High pitch Eric from the Howard Stern show. No one would get that but me. He's $75. That's a lot for high pitch Eric.
You can get all of Steph Jefferson's Starship for $100.
Are they going to come together and do it?
I don't know. Here's a K-pop star no one over 30 has heard of.
I mean, I'd ask you to tell me their name, but does it really matter?
You wouldn't know.
Yeah. Wouldn't know. The guy that hosts Red Zone is 222. That guy's talented. Scott Hansen, not to be confused with Dateline NBC Scott Hansen. The other Scott Hansen that hosts Red Zone is that dude's
he just
good
goes
at his job.
Nonstop. Yeah.
For seven hours.
The lead singer of the Flaming Lips is $100, Wayne Coyne.
I like him. This one seems kind of sad. Former pro wrestler Tito Santana, 25. I got Riff Raff, $85.
Oh, what? I looked into him a while back. I'm sure you remember. The one time I got a cameo was one of the Yingyang Twins for a video to send to our fantasy football league.
Yes.
And I looked into Riff Raff, and his kind of suck.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. He does way too much of the bad drugs. Dave Wonstadt, $50. Rich Gannon, $120. I don't know, man. Buff Bagwell's $56. He was actually a gigolo at one point.
Oh, we just missed a great opportunity.
What's that?
Henry Ruggs III used to have an account.
He's not available right now, is he?
Yeah, of course he's not available. Wow.
I was in a work chat group. Tell me if this is inappropriate. I was in a work chat group, and when the Ruggs news broke, everybody's like, oh my God, that's horrible. That's horrible. And I go, I'm probably going to drop him from my fantasy football team.
But I might hold out in case the Cowboys sign him.
I think I'm going to drop him from my fantasy football team. Is that okay? Like, that's not against the rules to say something like that, huh?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
You don't know that lady, you know?
Well, I hope not. Ted Nugent's $300.
Fucking ugh.
The guy that played Johnny Sachs, $125. Bruce Buffer, $375. Tom Arnold, $139. Wow. Sarah Palin. Oh, I thought that's the real Sarah Palin. I thought it was going to be like a fake porn star Sarah Palin. This is real Sarah Palin. It's not Amy Lynn or whatever. $199 for Sarah Palin.
Oh. There's a furry category.
Oh, well, I don't know. Do you know any of those?
I don't know. But they're all less than $10.
Are they all less than $10? What if we just got eight or nine bucks. Dozen furries to record us messages? What if we put like 200?
There's one called Twilight Saint.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Steve Guttenberg from Police Academy 250. That's a lot, Steve. Flavor Flav 350. Joe Theismann 150. He's not going to say, you're not going to get him to say any of the Susie Colbert stuff, are you?
No. There's a famous animals category. Okay.
All right. Here's who I've got in the next round. I got LeVar Ball. I got Coach Jason Brown. I got Randy Couture and Tonya Harding.
Okay, what are their prices?
Tonya's 60. Yeah. Randy Couture's 50. Pendulette's 135. Coach Jason Brown's 44. Riff Raff's 85. I didn't even write LeVar Ball's price. He was 133.
That's high.
Bob Saget's 349. Bernie Kosar's 235. I mean, it's got to be someone that meshes well with the show.
I think it's Tonya.
I do too. But for the sake of suspense, it's not a foregone conclusion that we're going to book.
Oh, okay.
We let people think we were doing one thing last year and we ended up with Jen Hale and it worked out really well. I mean, it's almost like these are our cameo queens of taking the over. And Jen was a perfect first champion. And I mean, I feel like a very natural progression could be made to Tonya Harding.
Yeah, I agree. I'm watching like one of her sample videos right now. And
oh, are you?
She puts a lot into it. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch one later by myself. Yeah. But yeah.
No, she puts in work.
Fuck. I almost want to stop what we're doing and call Tonya Harding right now. Football time. NFL week 9. Didn't have a very good week last week wagering on the NFL or overall, Troy, but the one bet that I did hit was a Saints money line straight up. Saints without any points help was plus 195, and it was one of my saving graces last week was betting on the home team. And that putting any emotional energy into it, and by the middle of the second quarter, that game was so intense already that there was no amount of money that was going to mean anything on it. But I do have some strong reads this week. It's been another crazy week. The crazy news of the NFL is affecting the Lions. I might have, for the third time in 4 weeks, gotten out a little bit too early on something. And then some crazy news happened and, disrupt everything. So let's get started with Thursday night football, because Thursday night there's a game. I really like the Thursday night game.
Do you?
Yes, I do. It's a shitty game.
Yeah.
But I think there's great value in the New York Jets getting 10.5 points on the road in Indianapolis. The total on this game is 45.5. Troy, nothing makes me tingle like betting on shitty teams and betting on the Jets.
Well, a shitty team with maybe the greatest quarterback ever.
Yes, that's true. That's true. In his debut, he threw for 405 yards. The Jets just happened to be the first team that's a double-digit underdog to win outright on the year when they took down the Bengals last week. And, of course, I had the Bengals in at least three parlays as a money line. I also bet against Indianapolis last week. It was a very strong read. I did not understand why Tennessee was getting no love, even with a Derrick Henry with a broken foot. It was the most classic Carson Wentz game of all Carson Wentz games. And Carson Wentz is not out-dueling this new Hall of Fame future quarterback of the Jets to the tune of beating them by 11 points. I really like the Jets plus 10.5. What do you got?
I got nothing. I'm afraid of this. I wouldn't touch it. I trust
betting
you.
Jets, dude. Betting on the Jets reminds me of, like, that.
It gives you a reason to watch the shitty game if there's that.
You know, I'm betting on the primetime standalone game on a Thursday night to kick things off. I mean, it makes me feel like Tonya Harding betting on the Jets. Remember that feeling. It's a warm feeling. There's a really shitty game between two shitty teams take place. They should have just sent this game to London. Houston's traveling to Miami. Houston's 6.5-point underdogs on the road in Miami. Miami minus 6.5. Total on this game is 46. I've got nothing for this game. I mean,
I'm surprised either team is getting that much respect.
I don't know. I mean,
you know, 6.5.
Right. But Houston's really bad. But they're both really bad. I mean, it's like Houston might be the worst. And then, you know, if Miami lost to Jacksonville, you know, Miami had that fluke win in week one. This one's tough. I don't like it. I don't like the total.
Agreed. I wouldn't touch it.
And I probably won't even check the score on that game. There's no there's nothing there. There's nothing that you want to see there.
You shouldn't have anything to do with this game. You shouldn't
the trade deadline has passed. Yeah, there's no. They didn't trade their star quarterback amongst each other. Nothing happened. Denver's traveling to Dallas, who defeated Minnesota. Really, Minnesota looks horrible in primetime games. Dallas is a 9.5-point home favorite to Denver. Vegas thinks that Dallas is going to beat Denver by 10 at home. The total on the game is 49.5.
Yeah, this is one of the games that kind of stood out to me, just going on my gut. I kind of like Denver in this one.
Do you?
Obviously, yeah, not to win, of course, but
cover?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked to see Dallas rest Dak again, and this thing could get spicy.
I have no good reasoning for that, but my gut likes Denver.
Todd came on here and told everybody to pick Denver, and they lost.
Todd's Todd.
That's Todd.
I like Denver.
He loves to bet on sports. He loves to bet on football. They inundated with it in Colorado. Minnesota is traveling to Baltimore. Baltimore is a 6-point home favorite. Total on this game is 49.5. Minnesota feels like they're about to burst into flames. I don't feel strongly enough on either side of this game because I want to be real careful with our cameo money this week, you know. So sometimes the best bets that you make are the ones that you don't make. I got nothing.
I think so too. This can go any way. Baltimore lost last week. Who did they lose to?
I believe they were on a bye.
Oh, that's right. Yes, they lost to Cincinnati
2 weeks earlier.
Previously, yeah.
Yeah.
Cincinnati
lost to the Jets.
Crushed them. Yeah.
Right. Right.
What is this league? It's
a crazy league. It's any given Sunday, dude.
Is it just like we have reached peak parity? Is that what it is?
Oh yeah. And then the officiating doesn't help.
Right.
I mean, in that Cincinnati Jets game, the officials robbed Cincinnati of a chance to win that game. There was a horrible targeting call on third down. The Bengals defense would have got off the field. Burrow would have had a chance to go down and win it, and they called the most egregious helmet-to-helmet call in the history of helmet-to-helmet calls. If anything, you could call it on the offensive player. Yeah, but it's just – so I'm really conspiratorial about the officiating. It's just the big national games, the afternoon games that everybody's seeing, there's so much fuckery. It really is. It's hard to, I mean, I was watching that Cincinnati New York Jets game, and it just, you just go, you know, this is fixed.
And it's easy when you're watching your team and you see so many misholding calls and a horrible, you know, of course, when the Saints run to the playoffs, it's horrible calls. But when you're watching opposing teams or other teams, you know, that you have no emotional interest in and you can spot it, it's bad. Yeah.
That same Cincinnati team that we've been talking about, they're hosting the Cleveland Browns this week. And they're getting 2.5, or I'm sorry, they're 2.5 point favorites at home. Total on this game is 47. Man, it's been a weird week in a lot of places. Cleveland feels like one of those places where it's weird. You have Odell Beckham Sr. Tweeting a video compilation of all the times that Odell Beckham Jr. was open and Baker Mayfield didn't throw to him. Then you have a lot of Cleveland Brown teammates of Odell Beckham Jr. liking the tweet. And then you have today, it's an, and then the trade deadline comes and goes, and allegedly the Saints were making a play for Odell Beckham Jr., but they could not agree on compensation or Cleveland taking on enough of his salary to make it work. And then today, the Cleveland coach, Kevin Stefanski, comes out this morning and says, it's like Odell Beckham's not a member of this team right now. He's not your teammate right now.
Was he to begin with? I mean... What has he done this year? I'm trying to look for his stats.
Not much. I mean, he's averaging like 33 yards a game or something. He's not done much when he's played. But what's funny is the video that his dad put out, it's not wrong. I still don't want that. Like, I don't want that on my team.
No.
This guy came to the LSU. He came to the fucking LSU National Championship game and was handing out $100 bills to the players on camera in the post-game celebration immediately on the field. Like, during the live broadcast. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
That's stupid, man. He knows better. He's not a dumb guy. He's a smart guy. He's a smart man. Very talented man, but he's too much ego, man. I hope Cincinnati covers.
Me too. All right, but it's what? 3-point spread?
2.5.
2.5? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wouldn't touch it.
Here's one that's been intriguing this week. The Green Bay Packers are traveling to Kansas City. Now, the early bird line on this game was Kansas City -3. Okay. Then, following the Monday night, between the conclusion of the Monday night game and the announcement that Aaron Rodgers has been fooling the world about his vaccination status.
He's inoculated.
He's something, right? Yeah.
For his.
Mm-hmm. He's got his own plan. That line, it shrunk to Kansas City -1, which is where I grabbed it this morning.
Yep.
Good wait. Grabbed it this morning. Good wait. Better get it now before Aaron Rodgers announces that he fucking has COVID. And the line is now Kansas City -7.5.
Wow.
Which would correspond to Green Bay +7.5. And Troy Bailey, guess what?
What's that?
I couldn't be more excited to take Green Bay at +7.5 in this game against Kansas. I mean, come bring it on. Bring it on. Jordan Love. Bring it on. I'm ready.
So when I was doing my my research on the shitter at work today, this game stood out. I said, before the news broke, I said, I like Green Bay when it was Kansas City -1. I didn't even know the news had broken.
Well, if it was still Kansas City minus one, the news hadn't broken yet. Once the news broke, it went to Kansas City minus 7.5. Yeah.
So I've scratched that out, but it's at minus. Well, at Green Bay plus.
We're taking Green Bay plus. I'm taking Green Bay plus.
Seven. Yeah.
That's unreal.
I'm sold.
Fucking A. Come on.
They don't just win seven straight games.
By the way, Chiefs
just
didn't,
because
Chiefs
of
didn't,
him. You know?
Chiefs didn't cover Monday night either. The week before that, they lost outright to Tennessee as a favorite.
Yeah,
stop the madness with Kansas City. They're done. Stop the fight. He's over, Johnny. Don't do it, Sensei. Don't sweep the leg. This is another one that puzzles me. Arizona traveling to San Francisco. Man, I mean, it's just like people are just flavor of the week with these teams. 2 weeks ago, everybody's going, oh, my God, Arizona's the best. And then they lose to a very good football team. And now this week, San Francisco team that lost to Indianapolis in the rain in their home stadium is a one-point underdog to a team two weeks ago in the Arizona Cardinals that everybody thought was the best team in the NFL. Arizona's minus one on the road at San Francisco. Total on this game is 45.5. I mean, this feels like the Indianapolis versus Tennessee line last week. What am I missing? I had to go online and go, am I missing something about maybe, oh, I don't know, is Kyler Murray hurt, like not going to play hurt? That would explain a one-point game. But Kyler Murray is just regular this time of year Kyler Murray injuries, which is to say a lot, but he's still going to play.
Yeah, I agree. When I looked at this, I saw it was a pick 'em, but I still like Arizona. San Francisco has not won at home this season.
That's insane to me.
Yeah.
It's like somebody's making a mistake. We're taking Arizona minus 1 point. Next game, I want to make sure we talk about our beloved New Orleans Saints, who are hosting the Atlanta Falcons. Saints don't even know who their quarterback's going to be. Sean Payton's
doesn't
not
going
to tell you. Doesn't matter. Vegas doesn't care. They're 6 point. Saints are a 6-point home favorite over the Atlanta Falcons. Now, I'm obligated to say, don't let your emotions get in the way. Don't bet on your favorite team, and so on and so forth.
Preach.
That being said, as the world has learned in these last several weeks, Troy, I am a Saints expert.
Are you alluding to your Nostradamus-like predictions on Michael Thomas?
Michael Thomas. Everything. The place to look on this game, and I think the Saints are going to win, and I think the Saints are going to win something like 16-3. I really do. I don't see the Falcons scoring more than 10 or 13 points in this game because the Saints' defense is that good. Falcons are now suddenly without Calvin Ridley, who announced during the game last week that he was taking some time off for mental health. Fair, understandable. He plays for the Falcons. I would too.
At least he was honest about it.
He's honest about it. The team total on the Falcons is 17.5, meaning the Falcons would have to score 18 points to hit the over. 17 or less is the under. We're breaking our only rule, Troy, and we're taking the team total on Atlanta. But I think this is okay because we're betting on the Saints defense to hold Atlanta to 17 or less. We're taking the under. Atlanta team total 17.5. This one feels like a mistake too, and I know it because I'm a Saints expert.
I think you're right. I think this is going to be a low scoring game. I think the defense is just gonna not allow anything from Atlanta. I think the whole Michael Thomas thing might give them some emotional relief. I see that as a good thing for the team. Either that or no effect whatsoever.
I hope so. I hope it helps. I don't know. I got that one. Also, the overall total on this game is, some places you look, it's 41.5. Some places you look, it's 42. I mean, I don't see the Saints putting up a whole lot of points. I don't, whatever hybrid Trevor Siemian Taysom Hill attack, I feel like the Saints are going to do some ball control, run the clock, control the game, control the narrative. 41.5 or 42 feels like an exploitable line until the machines and the bookies and the Vegas guys and Satan can get on the same page. You know what I mean? Realize this defense is great. And this offense isn't going to be breaking any. We're in no danger of breaking any offensive records moving forward.
Yeah, I saw it at 42.5. Even better.
Oh, I'd be all over that. So that's the Saints game. Like I said, I feel very, very, very comfortable with that one. Sunday night football. Tennessee, now without Derrick Henry, is traveling to SoFi Stadium to take on the Rams. Rams are 7.5-point home favorites. Total on this game is 53.5. Man, everybody's been underrating Tennessee. The Rams are as solid as can be. This is a tough one.
Yeah, I think it's a fair line.
Yeah. There's that hook on the 7 there at 7.5. I'll be excited to see how Tennessee comes out of this game because, of course, as Saints fans, we have them the next week in Nashville. I feel like Tennessee gets it, as I've said before, gets moving this time of year. But it's just the post-Derrick Henry. And Derrick Henry may be able to come back for the playoffs. I read a lot about it today. They're thinking maybe 10 weeks.
Was he the front runner for MVP?
As much as a non-quarterback can be.
I always phrase in that argument, who is the most important to their team? But yeah, him.
Yeah, he should have won MVP the last several years. I mean, it's just, yeah. I mean, this one's hard. I'm sorry to see Tennessee lose their best player. I'm glad they did it before we were coming to town, but I mean.
I know, but it feels wrong, you know.
I can't bet on this game. I'm going to lay off this one, too.
I don't blame you.
The Monday night game is just going to be a shitty game, and that's Chicago traveling to Pittsburgh. Chicago showed a little life last week. Pittsburgh, I don't know what they're doing. They're 6.5-point favorites at home. Total on this game, to give you an idea of how unproductive and unexplosive these two offenses have been. The total on this game is the lowest of the week at 40.
Still wouldn't take that over. Sorry.
No, I'm not taking it. No. I like I said, I'm staying away from totals this year, except when something jumps out at me. And the under on the Saints game, the total under feels great. The Atlanta team total under, betting on the Saints defense, feels really great. You know, probably look for some props day of. I noticed people were a little skittish with Kamara lines, you know, but the books have been getting abused on Kamara lines. They jacked that number up. I did not bet on the Kamara receiving yards total over this week, and he came in under anyway, but it's week 9. We've got the full data set. We've got everything. The Raiders traveling to New Jersey to take on the Giants. Giants are getting 3 points at home against the Raiders, who are not very good. And the Giants are some giant killers this year. 46 is the team total. Giants almost beat Kansas City on Monday Night Football. They easily covered. To get 3 at home, that feels like a no-brainer, right?
and a little bit of turmoil in that Rangers locker room. I think one of their players might have committed manslaughter. Yeah,
well, Ruggs killed a guy.
Or whatever.
A lady and a dog.
Lady. Yeah.
Who had the dog out at? Who had the dog out at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. But nobody deserves to burn to death.
That's horrible, man.
Yeah.
And to drive that fast on that street, it's like that goes. I mean, that's just. You ever been in the car with somebody and they just start driving like an asshole? Like you're gonna fucking kill somebody driving?
Yeah.
I don't like it when they do that.
There, your foot just mashes into the floorboard.
Oh like, my god!
Like you have a brake on your side.
There's nothing you can do. You can't attack them or subdue them because they're driving like a maniac.
Yeah.
It's a horrible story. That dude's done. He was released that same night.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he's going to prison.
He's going to prison.
Yeah.
You can't get a cameo from him right now.
Yeah.
But the dropped him on my fantasy team.
Yeah, he'll have a he'll have a shot of the Cowboys when he gets out.
Well.
Yeah.
He'll have a shot.
And that's not even the
craziest. He'll be a Cowboy. Yeah. 4 to 6 years.
Yeah. And that's not even the craziest football story from this week. You heard about the UT assistant coach monkey story?
I heard that. There's an assistant coach at UT who came from Alabama that left his wife for a stripper that has a monkey.
Yes.
That they keep as a pet.
Yeah. And the stripper, her stripper name was Pole Assassin.
Pole Assassin. She's been on the Maury Povich show or something.
Yeah, Jerry Springer.
Springer.
And used to use the monkey in the act of Home on the Red.
Holy shit. You really shouldn't keep monkeys as pets.
But the stripper's argument on social media was that it's her emotional support monkey. And shouldn't no kid have been touching the monkey?
It's true. You get touch the monkey, you're going to get fucked.
The monkey
up.
Was in a cage and the kid like trespassed
that's
behind
insane.
Their house. Yeah.
So they shouldn't be in any trouble. Is Pole Assassin okay?
Right.
She's not in any legal trouble, is she?
She's fine. She did delete her Twitter account. Which is
why? Like, what's the story here? What?
I'm guessing the UT
everybody acts like coach. This is some crazy story.
But the UT assistant coach, I'm guessing, talked her into deleting her social media.
He's
account.
Allowed to have, like, he's already left his wife, I'm assuming, right? What's done is done.
Yeah, that was known.
Why are they shaming these people?
Because it's a great story.
It's a great story. But I'm not sure what the story is. Story is you shouldn't fuck with pet monkeys. Do you remember? I think this might have happened like when we were college age or maybe younger. There's a lady that kept a chimp in her house like in Ohio. And she used to feed the chimp wine and Xanax.
Oh, and it ripped her face off, right?
It ripped her face off, and it, all right.
Like, tore her arm it,
the,
off.
The chimps do specific things when they decide it's time to kick your ass. And
I think it ripped her breast off, too. Like,
they attack your genitals, yeah. They attack all your genitals, and they chew off your fingers. That's why you got to give them Xanax.
It mellows them out.
Lady had a friend come over, and I think, you know, I mean, it's one of these that, like, why was that chimp so aggressive? You know, like, it's like it went without saying. It was inferred that the lady had a relationship with the chimp, and a suitor came over and was moving in on the chimp's territory, and so it ripped its owner's face off and attacked its genitals with its teeth. I'm excited about the affiliate partnership we got coming up soon. Like I said, if you don't download all those apps yet, the Caesars one's garbage. You really don't want it anyway. I've done all the research. We're gonna go with the best folks. Troy, is there anything that we didn't get to tonight that you want to make sure that we get to tonight?
No, I think we covered it all. Cameo, football, monkeys.
Yeah. Commercialism, monkeys, monkey pets. It's been a night, man. It's been a day. It's been a football day. And tomorrow will be another football day, and then it'll lead to a football weekend. And I'm just and soon we will be in Nashville.
Yeah, so, see you in about a week.
Yes, soon we will be in Nashville, and we are planning a Dome Patrol meet and greet with folks. If you're going to be in Nashville and you want to come hang out with any of us, get at me on Twitter at Taking the Over, and we'll make sure that we get everything set up. You'll get to meet Dome Patrol personalities like Jeff and Scott and Jason and Wes and Dave Romero. Dave Romero is going to be there. That's exciting. Excited to see Dave Romero in person, and tell him he's got the best Saints podcast in the whole Saints podcast world. But it's going to be a lot of fun, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you look, these Titans keep dropping, and we might come out of there with a W.
And those ticket prices might drop. So the NOLA folks, if you're on the fence, yeah. Keep an eye on ticket prices.
Yeah. Buy those tickets an hour before the game. That's the way to do it. Just go, come to Nashville and then get tickets an hour before the game. Trust me, it'll work. All right. Well, that being said, Troy, thanks again for coming on, man. I appreciate it. You know you're a valued friend, and we appreciate your time. And the guests love it. I'm glad you could come participate in the cameo episode. As is tradition, say goodnight to all the beautiful people listening to the number one most downloaded Louisiana-based sports wagering and entertainment podcast in the whole world. Good night.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, and good night, all you beautiful people.
And we'll see y'all next week. Cheers. Hugs, kisses, pies, and loves. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man.